Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I have a very long day ahead of me, so I'm going to need to keep this thing moving.
This is Hour 21 of Fourier's 25 for 25. 25 hours on the radio with the goal of raising $25,000 for the American Diabetes Association.
Let's do this!
Brought to you by Test Strips, Think Inside the Box, Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing in men's sexual health, Omnipod Insulin Management System, McFarlane Energy, Shaw's and Star Market, and AtlanticPowerCleaning.com. To make a donation, visit WEEI.com/25. This is the Dale and Keith Show.
But I have lady friend. We do it on top of wash machine. You feel the vibration.
The latex, awesome.
It's this body, you know,
and then Dale Arnold.
They both have been in situations where they encountered a micro penis. Am I allowed to say penis?
Do I get a thumbs up? I got a thumbs up. Okay, keep going.
It looks like a little tiny pigeon's egg.
Rich Keith.
I just wouldn't beat around the bush.
Just find a way to fit it in.
Dale and Keith, middays.
He's just not that into you.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
So initially,
oh my God.
I was going to criticize Fourier for missing the pre-show meeting today, but he was obviously talking about much more important stuff and interesting stuff than we're going to talk about.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that was down.
That was some intense stuff.
So that was literally the time that I tuned in just to see how he was
really
doing. I watched the Celtics game last night. You were here for that.
Yeah.
That was probably 12 hours ago or so, roughly. I know it's all blending into you. And I go, let's see how Fourier is doing right now.
Because we had suggested they might work blue later.
And it was just him and his wife. And not 2 minutes after I turned it on, they're discussing micropenis. And I said, nope, they're doing all right. I go, they got this. I go, he's going to be just fine.
Yeah, I feel so sorry for my wife. Bless her heart. I swear, I had no idea what I was doing at that time. And I was completely unprepared. And sure enough, we got these calls coming in. And I was like, I guess there was a disclaimer.
There was.
We had a disclaimer.
Yes,
we made sure everybody knew what was going to happen.
Yes.
And she said, what should I do? I said, act like we're at home and nobody's listening.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad plan.
you can't do that.
Yeah, no, they can't do that.
But no, it was very good. It was informational, insightful.
I was trying to decide if I liked that as much as the boy band hour that was like around one or thereabouts.
Oh, yeah. It was the Mark James hour?
Yes, Mark James and Dakota.
And Dakota. Do you know
and
Dakota?
Fitzy. I've met him before.
But this guy is like a stud. This guy calls in. I've never met him before.
That was incredible, by the way.
And he's like, hey, I'm going to donate $10,000. Didn't believe him. And he's like, yeah, I'm a type 1 diabetic. And I was like, you want to come on the show? He's like, sure. He ended up staying for 4 hours.
Stayed for four hours
and didn't go anywhere, and $10,000.
That's awesome.
So it was impressive.
That's awesome.
People around here, by the way, are a little critical of you right now.
Critical?
For what?
A tiny little bit.
Oh, seriously.
What I heard somebody in the other room say, he's making this look way too easy.
I was shocked.
I mean, it's like
I turned the radio on this
morning.
I'm
pretty sure you could do 50, so just keep her going.
No, Dale, don't start doing that.
Yeah, we're done. Come on, sir. He just wants, well, I did 50. You can do 50.
50? Why do I have to have the Glenn Ordway voice?
Everybody does.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing. No, there was one time where there was this doctor calling in from Japan, from Tokyo, Japan, and I was cooked at that point in time, and he had all these credentials and total knowledgeable guy, just a stud, and I was like, man, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I was losing my voice. I was tired. And but it ended up, I ended up pushing through that, and then my wife came back.
Yes.
Danielle came in, my cousin came in, and then I was on my way. That
pretty
was good.
Pretty good.
And now I'm with you guys.
And so now
this is the easy part.
This is gonna
I thought this was going to be the hard part.
No,
this is the easy part.
Oh no, you can
now
see the finish line now.
No, easily. I'm like, where's the hay? Oh, it's in the bar. Let me go get some.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Go
donuts, Tons of food, water.
We're not throwing those donuts out, are we?
Oh, no.
We're doing that.
Eat them in small increments.
Keep those here. Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
I just had to double check. I saw donuts, Dale. I was like, make a quick check
of what the plans were.
Yeah, all right, good.
What are the plans, Dale? Because I actually have no idea.
Here's the deal,
we got a good show in store.
We've got a lot of good guests. In fact, Red Sox manager Alex Cora is going to join us in a few minutes.
Wow.
We'll talk to him.
Tweet that out.
Rex Ryan is going to join us at 11 o'clock today. Now,
yes,
did you ever play for Rex?
No.
Or play on a team that he was a coach for?
No, his brother, Rob. Yeah, I always liked.
By the way, I have a hard time believing they're twins, but I know they are.
Yeah, they are though. No, I've always liked Rex, and even when he was with the Jets, I always thought, wow, that's a guy that I would like to play with. I always feel like you and I had an argument about this years ago about Rex Ryan and
kind of, I guess,
tomfoolery that existed.
Yeah,
you know,
there is some tomfoolery.
But he was with the Ravens, probably a lower level assistant, and you played against him there. Now he wasn't a head coach, obviously,
and I don't think he was even
the coordinator. But he was the coordinator with the Ravens 05 to 08, so you may have run into him. And he was the D-line coach 99 to 04, so you probably played against him. He was on the staff over there.
Yeah, and I probably did really well, too.
Let's bring in our first guest of the morning slash afternoon.
This was a surprise. I'm fired up by this.
This is very exciting. Red Sox manager Alex Cora joins us on the line right now. Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm doing good. Joining you guys and for a great cause. I talked to Christian. I was going to get back from London just for this. So I got back yesterday, and like I told him, I was going to be here with you guys, and a pleasure to join you guys.
Yeah, I mean, we've had some great guests on, and we had Larry Bird, Tom Brady, Bobby Orr.
And sorry to interrupt you. You know, I like this 10 o'clock. You know, I like this group because the record, we always talk about the record, you know, in 2018.
I actually prefer this. I prefer this hour also.
No, he's talking about Rich and me. He had a better record with Rich and me than he did with you
fantastic.
Guys. So.
Yeah, we were great. How would you, Alex, you had a chance to answer a lot of baseball questions from Fourier during the year. How would you assess his baseball intellect?
No, it was pretty solid. Actually, throughout the seasons, you know, it started with his hockey knowledge. I learned a lot throughout the Stanley Cup about hockey. Then, obviously, during the season, you know, he talked about pitch usage and workload, of course. Yeah. One of the things that he actually, we talk about it, and a week later, all of a sudden, Mookie Betts was leading off again. So he talked about it. I remember we were.
You slapped me around. You slapped me around and made me look like a fool. And then, sure enough, there's Mookie, right? I mean, I was lucky. I think I was lucky on that one.
I remember that conversation. Actually, it was I was walking by the mall in San Francisco with Laz Gutierrez, our mental skills coach, who does an outstanding job, you know, keeping me insane throughout the season. And Christian asked me about leading off, and I'm like, no, we're going to stay with Benny and all this and all that, blah, blah, blah. And a week later, 10 days later, Mookie's leading off again, and, you know, I don't want to give you too much credit, but...
That's enough. I'm good with that.
You planted the seed, though. Yeah.
So I follow you on Twitter, Alex, and I saw your tweet last week. You mentioned you just got back from London. You went to Liverpool to watch Liverpool play, didn't you?
Wow. Yeah, I went over there with Angelica, my girlfriend. The kids actually stayed back home in Puerto Rico, the twins and Camila. And Tom Werner invited me to go to a match in Liverpool, Manchester City against Liverpool. And I went to the NBA Finals. Obviously, we play in the World Series. That atmosphere on Sunday was unreal. The way they love the sport is something that obviously we love baseball here, but it was something else. Actually, we went to see Chelsea on Saturday and then Liverpool on Sunday, and it was a great experience. One of the things that got my attention, so they had this lounge right behind the executive box. You know, that's where Tom and John and Mike and Sam, when he goes, you know, they sit there and they have all the guests. But in the lounge, it's actually they serve lunch, they have drinks and all this, and both teams, the front office of both teams are in there. And 5 minutes before you have to go out, somebody introduces the executives of the opposition and wish them luck. Very, very polite. And it was something different. It's kind of like us doing that with the Yankees in our suite. You know, hey, come here, hang out with us, you know, before the game. And we like each other. And then after the game, you make a toast and then you hang out with the opposition. It was something different, but a great experience. The atmosphere, the fan base, unreal. You know, I learned a lot about what has happened throughout the franchise history, the 92 fans that die in a match, and everything that they do. It was something very special.
Were you at all, I mean, it seems like it was more pleasure than it was business, but since you were there, would you try to investigate any new organizational skills, managerial techniques? I mean, as far as how they run their, you know, how they run their team, you know, load management, all that stuff. Does that even exist over there?
It's at another level. Actually, both franchises, Manchester City and Liverpool, they do it the right way, but they do it differently. It seems like Pep Guardiola, the manager of Manchester City, he has this type of players that he likes. And, you know, there's a lot of ball skills, you know, a lot of passing. They're very aggressive. They push the line all the way up, you know, and I'm talking like Christian, like he knows soccer. He knows baseball the same way with soccer with here. But they have certain type of players. With Liverpool, is very proactive, very sabermetrics, kind of like analytic kind of way. There was actually an article about how they ended up with Mo Salah. So they give the manager a list of 10 players, and they have this formula, and they have all this information from all over the world, and all of a sudden it's a list of 10 players. And he looks at it, and he's like, nah, I don't like this. So then they give him another list of the next 10 players, and he look at it, he's like, oh, this is worse. So he went back to it, and they identified Mo Salah as the guy that they wanted, and the rest of history. You know, the guy is amazing. He's a great player. But it's analytics with a mix of knowledge. Probably something that you know, it looks like in our sport is going that way. You see the Dodgers, you see the Yankees, you see the Rays, you see where we at right now with Haim running the organization. A lot of information, a lot of trying to identify that guy that can make a difference that other teams don't see, and you see the results right now. The standings are, you know, I think they're 9 points up, you know, and they're doing an outstanding job. Another thing that they do, and it's a lot different. We remember we had that show with Bill and Brad, and we talk about the difference of the sports. You know, they have control of the players. They have control of the players throughout the week. It's kind of like if with us, we play, let's say, Saturday and Sunday, and we just work out Tuesday through Thursday. Then you have control of the team as far as like breakfast and lunch and workload during practice and all that. We don't have that luxury. You know, our practices go from February 15th to March 28th and then go through the grind. So that's the difference between the sport, and they do an outstanding job taking care of the players. One thing that caught my attention actually on Sunday, I knew about their international window. I think it's like 2 weeks or whatever they have to go and play for their national teams. And actually, there's four windows of this. So they go and they play for Spain and for France and for Portugal. And, you know, the team, they try to maneuver, you know, kind of like manage the minutes. You know, like let's say Alex Cora is playing for Team Puerto Rico. Alex is only going to play 40 minutes. And at the end, you know, you're playing for your country and Alex plays 90 minutes, you know, and the ownership hates that. That same day on Sunday, I went out to the locker room and they were gone. And I went down there 10 minutes after the game, and it was because guys, where they had their flight set up to go to Brazil and to the Netherlands and all that. So it was intriguing. It was different. It was a great learning experience. And, you know, we had a blast.
Alex, one of the big stories in baseball right now is the sign stealing from the Astros back in 2017 when you were a bench coach. Looks like Major League Baseball is investigating it. Have they contacted you yet, or what do you know about this?
Yeah, I appreciate the question, and I know you have a job to do, obviously. I have talked to MLB, and I'm going to leave it at that. I think it would be irresponsible from my part commenting on what's going on while the investigation is going on. The Astros are doing the due diligence, MLB is doing too, and let's see where it takes us.
Have you talked to Mookie Betts this offseason yet and talked about the possibility of staying?
We talked a few times, actually. Yeah, we talked a few times, actually. Talked to JD yesterday. We've been in touch. One of the things that I'm trying to do, and we talk about it after the season this year, is, it's not great that we have a lot of time, but we have time to reset and talk to players and visiting players and trying to map out what's going on in the off season. Try to be on top of everything. It's not that we didn't last year, but the time was less and everything was a sprint. So now we kind of slow everything down and we've been in touch with everybody. Mookie is in a good place. Actually, I think he has a charity event coming up the first weekend of December. Just trying to get better. I think his goal is, to gain a little bit of weight, so for the grind of the season, and he's in a good spot.
Alex, we really appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us and lend your support to Christian's incredible effort here. We don't get to talk to you much this time of year, so it's always fun.
No, okay. Where are we at? Hour what? 20? Are we getting close or not?
We're close.
No, we're damn close, but we keep changing the goal. So the goal was 25, then it was 30, then it was 40, then it was 50. Now it's 75, so we have
75?
Yeah, 75. What the hell, right?
I tell you what, let's do this. You get to 75, and we'll make a donation for the cause when I do the first show with you guys in spring training.
So I got to get to 75, right?
Yes, sir.
No, and so can I go over 25 hours?
you can go. You can do whatever you want, brother. You're doing a great. You know what? You don't have to get to 75. We're still gonna help out with the Cubs. Okay.
There you go. So that's awesome. My man. Right.
Great
there.
Job. Very proud of you. And I'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks, Alex. Take care, Alex Cora. I mean, I knew he was interested in soccer.
He
and I knew he
loved soccer. Holy smokes!
Wait,
he loves soccer.
I think I feel like there should be an award given right now.
Yeah.
For the person who gets the person who's answering the question to have it be the longest in the history of radio.
He just killed Peter King.
Hey, you like soccer?
Peter's
break it later.
Soccer's great. Yeah. Don't tell Peter.
Yeah. Don't tell Peter what's going on. But he likes soccer. Holy mackerel!
3.5 minutes. That answer was.
It was incredible. Alex Cora has already joined us.
Just his answer on soccer and post it to the soccer podcast. That'd be great.
Rex Ryan's going to join us at the top of the hour. Peter King's going to join us at 12:30. This hour, by the way, of Christian's, it's still called 25 for 25K, but let's be honest, since we're at $57,700. By the way, last hour, remember the amount was like 56-something something and 20 cents? A texter said, that was me that left the 47.20. I emptied out my PayPal account that had everything
in it.
Wow.
Very cool.
That's awesome.
That
Congratulations to you. Good for you.
I'll take anything.
That's awesome. Incredible. Good for you. This hour of the program is presented by Awaken 180. For this hour only, Awaken 180 is matching donations up to $2,500. If you'd like to donate, please visit weei.com/25. Christian's in hour number 21. We're just getting started. We feel like pikers here. It's Dale and Keith.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.